Listening 34. Height and proportion are important. Hi, my name's Michael Strong. I'm an interior designer, and I'm not gay. Today, I'm here to tell you that, despite the high fees, it's always worth it to contract an interior designer when you want to design a room. The most important reason for this is proportion. Interior designers understand that you can't just fill a room with furniture. You have to look at the size of the room, its height from floor to ceiling, and choose carefully how to place the furniture. Furthermore, many people make classic errors, with mirrors, for example, putting one either too large or small on the wall. Another good example are shelves. A shelf is easy to buy, but it's more difficult to think what you're going to put on it. And when choosing the style of a room, the seats, the colour scheme, the paint, it's important not to mix styles. An interior designer will make sure that your look is consistent and not a vulgar mix. Also, interior designers are experts in practical areas such as moving furniture without damaging it or the floors or ceiling. If money is difficult, there are always different ways to pay. Firstly, you could try and negotiate the price. Obviously, no one will do the job for free, but they may be willing to reduce their fee. Secondly, whether you're rich or poor, if you're self-employed, you can charge the fees of an interior designer to your business and deduct them from your tax. Just remember to keep the receipt. This is the perfect way an individual can use their company to reduce costs. Anyway, in my opinion, it's always a good idea to contract an interior designer. If your house or office looks good, you feel good. As long as you don't create debts, of course. A large debt would cancel the benefits of the project. Anyway, that's all for now. I've got to go. Toodaloo!